my door. Yes, I love my door.
You want that on our Spotify.
I do.
You know you do.
I do. I'm going to sing it to Cliff. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We have one segment left, and this is a story you found that is both sad and uplifting because they're little tiny puppies.
There's puppies, you guys, and if you live in the Wausau area, you're going to tune into this. In 2019, this woman who lived in northern Wisconsin showed up on my Twitter feed after she found a puppy in a ditch who had been abandoned and left outside overnight during the winter in northern Wisconsin, and she adopted him, and they found out that a VBP, a very bad person, had also abandoned this puppy's brothers and sisters, and they all ended up at the Forest County Humane Society, and it all has a happy ending, and Larry, the puppy with the pink collar, has a wonderful life, and his sisters all got adopted. Well, she posted on Twitter again this week that the same thing happened recently, and joining us is the director of the Forest County Humane Society, Crystal Ross. Crystal, tell me about the they're only 2 to 3 week old pups that just got found.
Yeah, hi. So it was a week ago tomorrow, and a box of puppies came in. They were in a banana box, this time opposed to poor Larry, who was in a garbage bag. And they were, you know, very hot, and they were, because they were abandoned on the side of the road, and it was quite the day, let me tell you.
Crystal, how 2 to 3 weeks old, they're still nursing, aren't they?
I know. Yep. They had no teeth. They still today, I think they're probably about three and a half weeks old now. Mm. They don't have any teeth yet, so we're still, you know, feeding them every day, every like 3 hours. So it's quite the process, but they're doing exceptionally well.
I was going to ask, how are they? I mean, looking at the picture of have you guys figured out what kind of breed of dog they are?
I believe they're like a German Shepherd mix puppies.
Oh, they're
starting to waddle around, and we're trying to get them to, know how to drink out of the little bowl with formula and a little bit of like pet fresh. Fresh pet all mushed up and stuff, and they're very adorable puppies. They're doing really well.
When will they be ready, do you think, to find their forever homes?
We have to keep them till probably they're at least 9 weeks old, just to, you know, to make sure that they can get their their vaccinations and their health checks and microchips and all that stuff. But we're asking people to put their applications in now, and that way they can start, you know, have a place to go when they're old enough, ready to go.
And where can people apply?
They can go to our website at forestcountyhumanesociety.org, and we have a link on the top that says adopt, and you can just go right there and submit your application to me.
Crystal Ross is the director of the Forest County Humane Society. You're in Crandon, right, Crystal?
Yep, we're in Crandon.
And one of the reasons why we really wanted to have you on is if you are a person who is in a situation where you cannot take care of your animals, dogs, cats, you name it, don't take this choice.
Oh, no.
There's so many other options,
oh, no.
And there are agencies to help these people, right?
There's countless people that would help. Please never, ever do this. Seriously, if you have to, please just call me either at work or text me on my cell phone. We will not look down on you. We will not criticize you. We will not we'll uplift you and tell you, ensure that they will find good homes. And there's so many options. Please don't ever do that.
And I think, I think too, Crystal, I think a lot of people start out with really good intentions when they take in animals.
Yes.
And then sometimes it just snowballs and it becomes something that's, right? It's out of their control, they feel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, occurrences change every day for people. So that's why I want people to know that, we're here for a reason. That's why, we're never result to that or any other type of option like that, because we're here to help.
And is it often that this scenario, if someone gets a dog and they don't have the financial resources to get it spayed or neutered, and then all of a sudden the dog gets pregnant, if they have a girl, and then all of a sudden they have puppies,
yep.
Is that usually the scenario of that the obstacle or
yes.
the cost of spaying and neutering your dogs is kind
yes.
of where this leads to?
Yep, absolutely. So right now we have, I'm going to say possibly 4 to 5 other pregnant dogs at our facility right now, in addition to the puppies. So it happens quite often, but, you know, there's so many other options opposed to doing that. And just reach out, and we're actually going to be trying to, you know, establish, it's hard to find a vet in our area in the Northwoods right now, just because they're so overworked and there's not a lot of veterinarians up here. So we're trying to establish some kind of a program. I don't know what we're trying to reach out all avenues, basically, to try to help people even more than we can right now. So that's something huge that we need in our area. If there's any veterinarians out there.
Hey, if you're a vet and you're looking for a place to go,
it's God's country.
I'm telling you, it's beautiful.
You better believe it. It is, and there's, I tell you, there would be no lack of work.
Yeah. Crystal Ross is the director of the Forest County Humane Society in Crandon. Crystal, I'm sure you guys have all kinds of needs. If people are listening and they can't necessarily adopt a pupper, can they make a donation?
Definitely. They can go on our website, once again, at forestcountyhumanesociety.org. We have a donate button on there. And then we also have a link on our Facebook page, or they could mail a check if they wanted to, or even a card would be amazing. It's uplifting to get a card to our post office, Box 57 in Crandon, Wisconsin, 54520. Or you could call me anytime and check on the puppies. I'd be happy to give updates. We need formula for them. They're definitely very hungry little guys.
Oh, my heart just breaks. I love...
We would adopt them all if we could, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I say the same thing. It's a good thing I'm there at the shelter, or they would be coming home with me every day.
Thank you so much for doing what you do, Crystal Ross.
It's my pleasure.
Forest County Humane Society. You can check them out online, on Facebook, and let's help them out and get those puppers some homes.
Get some homes. Well, we are through our today's show, and tomorrow is a big, exciting show. Michael Sampson, fifth runner-up for Milwaukee Mayor.
All wedding all the time.
And my fiance will be here tomorrow. So join us tomorrow as goes Wisconsin.